This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In news headlines, U.S. officials are now saying that a group linked to Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda terror network may have been behind the car bombing of Jordan's embassy in Baghdad earlier this week. NPR's Anne Garrels is reporting from Baghdad this week. She'll have full details on that story later today on All Things Considered. It's time for the last installment of our 10-part series on the political buzzwords of the major presidential candidates. You'll recall that by buzzwords, we mean words or phrases the candidates use a lot and which have both surface meanings and hidden subtexts. Okay, we've completed our dissection of the 9 Democrats. It's time for the lone Republican in the race. We trust he needs little introduction, but we turn to Slate's chief political correspondent, Will Salatan, for the formalities. Will?
Yes, Alex. Our subject today is the former governor of Texas and the current president of the United States, George W. Bush.
Okay. Now, you know, we spent a lot more time looking at the Democrats than Republicans in this series. Many listeners have pointed this out in emails. So we're going to parse a few extra buzzwords from the president. Will, which are the first ones?
Hot on their trail and got them on the run.
Ooh, that's exciting. Let's hear an example.
We're bringing al-Qaeda to justice. And for those we haven't brought to justice yet, we're hot on their trail. We're close by. We got them on the run. And we'll keep them on the run.
Hot on the trail, got them on the run. Will, what does Mr. Bush mean by those phrases?
He means they're at large, but we'll catch them.
And what's he hiding?
The president has been saying this for about 2 months now. If we really were hot on their trail, they wouldn't still be at large, would they?
Well, what's his subtext?
We've got them right where we want them, wherever that is.
All right. What are George W. Bush's next buzzwords?
Tax relief.
And here's an example from a speech in June.
And to get the economy going again, we have twice led the United States Congress to pass historic tax relief for the American people.
Well, it's popular with that crowd, but what does he mean, Will?
He means tax cuts.
And what's he hiding?
Tax relief for some people means budget cuts for others.
And the subtext for the president?
I'm not giving money to taxpayers. I'm taking less of it from them.
The president on tax relief. Okay, the next buzzword, Will.
Modernize.
And we also have an example of how he uses that word. Here he is.
And so today I want to spend some time talking about the historic opportunity we have to modernize Medicare on behalf of America's seniors.
Will Salatan, what does Mr. Bush mean by modernize?
Alex, he means change.
But what does that word hide?
The reason we're changing Medicare is that it's too expensive. I want to cut that expense, and that expense is you.
The subtext to older people?
Medicare is too old and cumbersome.
And the subtext to young people?
Grandma is too old and cumbersome.
Ouch. What's the next buzzword, Will?
Alex, the next buzzwords are death tax.
This is something some in Congress would like to eliminate permanently, but what exactly do the words death tax mean?
Well, Alex, it's just another name for what we used to call the estate tax.
And what does calling it death tax hide?
Unless you're worth more than $7 million, supporters of the so-called death tax aren't proposing to tax your death at all.
And the subtext?
Don't think of dead rich people as rich people. Think of them as dead people.
And now here it is, the very last buzzword in our series. Will Salatan, it is...
responsible.
Roll that tape, and here's Mr. Bush.
My hope is to change the culture from one that has said, if it feels good, do it. If you got a problem, blame somebody else. To one in which every single American understands that he or she are responsible for the decisions that you make. You're responsible for loving your children with all your heart and all your soul. You're responsible for being involved with the quality of the education of your children. You're responsible for making sure the community in which you live is safe.
Will Salatan, when the president uses that word responsible and uses it with such passion, what does he mean?
He means you're responsible.
But what's he hiding?
Therefore, I'm not.
And the subtext for the president?
It feels good to blame somebody else for the culture of irresponsibility.
Will Salatan, chief political correspondent for Slate magazine. Thank you very much, Will, for being with us.
My pleasure, Alex.
The opinions and analysis of Will Salatan. You'll find the entire buzzword series collected at npr.org.